This is Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad, opening the book bag again to discover the best literature from the WNIJ area. Each Monday this month, we'll talk with a Northern Illinois author who has a new book that we think deserves a place on your shelf or your e-reader. Our first book is the novel Becoming Moon by Craig Hart. Craig used to work for Northern Public Radio in our Rockford office. During our interview, I asked him to read the opening pages of his book. The protagonist, an author, is driving to Michigan to finish writing his latest book when he notices he's almost out of gas. He sees a gas station exit on the other side of the highway, so he crosses over the median and cuts off an SUV in the process. The driver of the SUV appears angry and closes in on him.
The snow had increased and now affected visibility, but I saw the station ahead. Then I pulled nearer and saw it was not a station at all. It was a church, small, with wooden siding, standing white against the darkness of the horizon and seeming to absorb the falling snow. In front of the church stood two sets of three crosses. The crosses had hoses and handles, and people were pumping gas onto the ground. The church windows were alive with light. The front door stood open, and through the opening I saw pews full of people. They stood and appeared to be singing. I drove into the lot, parked, stepped out of the car. The black SUV pulled in behind me. The driver's door opened and the man stepped out. He still wore the flat-brimmed hat, but now I noticed horns protruding from the sides of his head, the hat balanced between them. His eyes flashed, his mouth moved, but I could not hear what he was saying over the sound of the singing from the church. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. The snow had picked up even more, stinging my face and driving against the outside of my car with sounds like spitting snakes. The man from the SUV walked toward me and his eyes were red. He opened his mouth and a forked tongue rolled out and quivered at me. His hand went to his pocket and I knew he had a gun. I felt something wet on my shoe. The gasoline pumped from the crosses pooled around my feet. The gas changed color. It stained the ground where the snow was beginning to stick and turned the flakes blood red. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. I ran, stumbling for the church. I felt a man behind me, and I think I screamed. I fell through the door, landing on my face. The singing stopped. I felt everyone turn to look at me. I pushed myself to my hands and knees. The tile beneath my hands was cold, and the room was quiet. I looked up. An Indian man stood behind the counter, a phone in his hand. "Sir," he asked, "you want me to call the police?" I looked around. The pews were gone, replaced by aisles of snack food, fuel tank additives, and road maps. The people were there, but they were not dressed in church clothes, certainly were not singing. They looked out at me with a mixture of fear, curiosity, and pity. I got to my feet slowly, warily, and remembered the man from the SUV. I turned and saw him standing in the doorway, holding the door open, looking at me with the same confused expression as the others. His hat was still there, but the horns had disappeared. He looked entirely normal, even more scared than I was. His hand came out of his pocket, and he held a cell phone. I turned and ran from the station. As I pushed past the SUV driver, I heard him say to the Indian clerk, "He be trippin'."
Our protagonist appears to be having a psychotic episode, which leads to questions about his reliability as a narrator. What made you decide to build the story around a protagonist who sees things that may not be there?
Well, it mostly goes back to his upbringing that plays a large part in the book. You see his attempts to escape that in a lot of ways.
This is his conservative religious upbringing.
Correct. One of the complaints I've gotten about the book, actually, is that people want to know more about what happened, but part of the reason it's set up the way it is that it's you are able to interpret it in a number of different ways.
One of the people our hero meets is Nigel Moon, an author nearing the end of his career. Moon has a multi-book contract with a major publisher, but he's struggling with his latest book. He's been struggling for some time because, as our hero discovers, the quality of Moon's books declines with each consecutive book. This makes the next book crucial for Moon, so he wants to make a deal with our hero. Describe this deal.
What Moon would like the writer to do is ghostwrite this final book for him. They meet in a bar called The Jesuit and Moon goes so far as to find one of the writer's books online, reads it, and decides that this guy could do the work that he needs him to do.
I want to emphasize that you do not name the protagonist, which leads me to ask, what is the role of the author in the emergence of a good story?
I think I say this in the book. Well, I don't say it. A character says it. As Truman Capote would say, you can't blame a writer for what the characters say. But one of the characters does say, the world doesn't owe the artist anything. The artist owes everything to the world. And I think that is the same case in writing. The author is irrelevant. As long as the artwork that they're turning out meets all the qualifications to be such, it doesn't matter who did it.
Nigel Moon isn't the author that he once was. He's saddled with a contract that causes him to publish books that get progressively worse. But this is the character that offers a bit of redemption for the protagonist as well. I wonder if you could describe the relationship between the two, obviously without giving away too much, but the title of the book is Becoming Moon, after all.
Right. Nigel Moon is my most treasured creation in terms of character. He had success commercially, and we see that has not made him happy. And yet, when our protagonist first meets him, he is reading a tattered paperback that happens to be his first publication, Moon's first publication. And as it is read later by our protagonist, he realizes that this is the greatest overlooked literary achievement in the last 30 years. And then you turn your attention to the protagonist and see that through a method that I would not recommend to anybody, achieved some level of financial success, then couldn't repeat it. It's been interesting to see reviewers talk about the book and come up with their theories about it. Some people consider Moon and the character to be one and the same.
An interesting interpretation.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. I'm willing to accept it. So when you think of it that way, we all have, and the protagonist has, these two sides, and they struggle with each other, but they're more alike than perhaps they even want to admit.
Craig Hart is the author of Becoming Moon. At WNIJ.org, you can hear him read another excerpt from his novel. Craig Hart, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.